Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Sun who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to His only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
I love you, Lord. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is the rock where I take refuge, my shield, my mighty help, my stronghold. The Lord is worthy of all praise. When I call, I am saved from my foes. The waves of death rose about me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The snares of the grave entangled me. The traps of death confronted me. In my anguish, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord. You are my strength.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for His own.
Then the earth reeled and rocked. The mountains were shaken to their base. They reeled at His terrible anger. Smoke came forth from His nostrils and scorching fire from His mouth. Coals were set ablaze by its heat. He lowered the heavens and came down, a black cloud under His feet. He came enthroned on the cherubim. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness His covering, the dark waters of the clouds His tent. A brightness shone out before him with hailstones and flashes of fire. The Lord thundered in the heavens. The Most High let his voice be heard. He shot his arrows, scattered the foe, flashed his lightnings, and put them to flight. The bed of the ocean was revealed. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the thunder of your threat, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your anger. From on high he reached down and seized me. He drew me forth from the mighty waters. He snatched me from my powerful foe, from my enemies whose strength I could not match. They assailed me in the day of my misfortune, but the Lord was my support. He brought me forth into freedom. He saved me because he loved me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has saved me. He wanted me for his own.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance, and scatter my darkness.
He rewarded me because I was just. Repaid me, for my hands were clean. For I have kept the way of the Lord, and have not fallen away from my God. For his judgments are all before me. I have never neglected his commands. I have always been upright before him. I have kept myself from guilt. He repaid me because I was just, and my hands were clean in his eyes. You are loving with those who love you. You show yourself perfect with the perfect. With the sincere you show yourself sincere, but the cunning you outdo in cunning. For you save a humble people, but humble the eyes that are proud. You, O Lord, are my lamp, my God who lightens my darkness. With you I can break through any barrier. With my God I can scale any wall. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love, and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
Lord, kindle a light for my guidance. And scatter my darkness.
All wondered at the words of grace,
which came from the mouth of the Lord.
From the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word of the Lord came to me. Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert, in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should anyone presume to partake of them, evil would befall him, says the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, all you clans of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what fault did your fathers find in me, that they withdrew from me, went after empty idols, and became empty themselves? They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us through the desert, through a land of wastes and gullies, through a land of drought and darkness, through a land which no one crosses, where no man dwells? When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, "Where is the Lord?" Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Therefore will I yet accuse you, says the Lord, and even your children's children I will accuse. Pass over to the coast of the Kittim and see. Send to Kedar and carefully inquire. Where has the like of this been done? Does any other nation change its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have changed their glory for useless things. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. Long ago you broke your yoke. You tore off your bonds. I will not serve, you said. On every high hill, under every green tree, you gave yourself to harlotry. I had planted you, a choice vine, a fully tested stock. How could you turn out obnoxious to me, a spurious vine? Though you scour it with soap and use much lye, the stain of your guilt is still before me, says the Lord God. How can you say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baals? Consider your conduct in the valley. Recall what you have done. A frenzied she-camel coursing near and far, breaking away toward the desert, snuffing the wind in her ardor. Who can restrain her lust? No beast need tire themselves seeking her. In her month they will meet her. Stop wearing out your shoes and parching your throat. But you say, no use, no. I love these strangers, and after them I must go. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I planted you, a choice vine, sprung from the soundest stock. Now you have turned into a vine degenerate and repulsive to me.
So the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce a rich harvest.
I looked for justice, and I saw only bloodshed, for righteousness, and I heard only a cry of distress.
So the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce a rich harvest.
A reading from an instruction by St. Columban, Abbot. My dear brethren, listen to my words. You're going to hear something that must be said. You quench your soul's thirst with draughts of the divine fountain. I now wish to speak of this. Revive yourself, but do not extinguish your thirst. Drink, I say, but do not entirely quench your thirst. For the fountain of life, the fountain of love, calls us to him and says, whoever thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Understand well what you drink. Jeremiah would tell us, the fountain of life would himself tell us, for they abandoned me. The fountain of living water, says the Lord. The Lord himself, our God Jesus Christ, is the fountain of life. And accordingly, he invites us to himself as to a fountain that we may drink. Whoever loves him drinks him. He drinks who is filled with the word of God. He drinks who loves him fully and really desires him. He drinks who is on fire with the love of wisdom. Consider the source of the fountain. Bread comes down to us from the same place, since the same one is the bread and the fountain, the only begotten Son, our God, Christ the Lord, for whom we should always hunger. We may even eat him out of our love for him, and devour him out of desire, longing for him eagerly. Let us drink from him as from a fountain, with an abundance of love. May we drink him with the fullness of desire, and may we take pleasure in his sweetness and savor. For the Lord is sweet and agreeable, Rightly then, let us eat and drink of him, yet remain ever hungry and thirsty, since he is our food and drink, but can never be wholly eaten and consumed. Though he may be eaten, he is never consumed. One can drink of him, and he is not diminished, because our bread is eternal, and our fountain is sweet and everlasting. Hence the prophet says, "You who thirst, go to the fountain. He is the fountain for those who are thirsty, but are never fully satisfied." Therefore he calls to himself the hungry whom he raised to a blessed condition elsewhere. They were never satisfied in drinking. The more they drank, the greater their thirst. It is right, brothers, that we must always long for, seek, and love the Word of God on high, the fountain of wisdom. According to the Apostle's words, all the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him, and he calls the thirsty to drink. If you thirst, drink of the fountain of life. If you are hungry, eat the bread of life. Blessed are they who hunger for this bread and thirst for this fountain, for in so doing they will desire even more to eat and drink. For what they eat and drink is exceedingly sweet, and their thirst and appetite for more is never satisfied. Though it is ever tasted, it is ever more desired. Hence the prophet King says, "Taste and see how sweet, how agreeable is the Lord."
Jesus stood up and cried out,
"If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Streams of living water will flow from the heart of whoever believes in me.
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
Let us pray. O God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.